Yeah. If I intest from a base. Top of the Gemara. If I intest from a base. More cloth. What's the shear to carry out a cloth? So that's a piece of parchment on Shabbos. Kedei lichtav olav parsha katana. The Mishnah says the shear cloth is to write a small parsha katana, which means Shema Yisrael. Learn to write the parsha of Shema Yisrael. Kedemar reminu, avakasha. Cloth of duchtustis. There's these two types of pieces of parchment. Trashi duchtustis, that's the cloth shenitlo kliposo hel yoinam. Cloth is the skin is called cloth. Now the way they make skin is you could rip it in half. Like the middle of the skin, you peel it. Comes two parts. Now the part that's more towards the bosa, towards the meat of the animal, that's called the duchtustis. And the part that's to the outside, toward the hair of the animal, that's called the cloth. What we write on today, the mezuzahs and tefillin, is all the cloth. The person can say what they do today is they don't even peel it off anymore. They just take their skin, the parchment, they rub off the part that's towards the meat. They just scrape it off like. But the duchtustis, that's the cloth, shenitla kliposi hayoina, that the outside clip was taken off. Is these two things cloth for the duchtustis? Kedelichtav olav mezuzah. What's the shear? How big does the cloth have to be? Enough to write a mezuzah. So the chura, so chura tekashem. We're saying parsha katana means just to write shema, and here it's mashma. You have to write a whole mezuzah. The mezuzah is shema with volume shemaya. So chura testeira. And the gemara no. My mezuzah. What does mezuzah mean here? Mezuzah shebet tefillin. It actually means the parsha of shema that's written in the tefillin. Rashi mezuzah is shema boyim shemoyah. So that's the kasha. Mashma need a bigger shear to write both parshas. Teretz says no, it means the mezuzah shebet tefillin. The awesome dalal igeros adar the parshas. The tefillin shorosh. This has four different parshas. V'shir b'chad minayim. And we shuts up how big does the cloth have to be in order to write the smallest parsha of tefillin. The hainu shema ketana shebem. It means the smallest shema in the tefillin, which is the shema Yisrael. So melt the same shear as the Mishnah, cloth is the shear in order to write Shema Yisrael on it. For the Gemara of a korodel at tefillin mezuzah, do we call tefillin mezuzah? Like we're talking about tefillin, what does the brightest say, the licht of all the mezuzah? And the Gemara in, it's not shver. By tefillin we also call the Pasha Shema by the Lashon of mezuzah. For Tanya the Chur is a Raya, Ritzuyas tefillin, the Ritzuyas, the straps of the tefillin, Ima tefillin, if it's still attached to the tefillin, Metames es yadayim. That's part of the Yudches, the Dvorim Yudches Gzeres we had before, that just like tefillin is tamein, who are then the Ritzuas? If your hands touch the Ritzuas, it's metame your hands, and before Yitzchulin, you are truma, you have to wash your hands. Trashim metame says you're dying, halim you truma. Before you eat truma, if you touch the straps of the tefillin, you have to wash your hands. When? When the straps are attached to the tefillin. Kedamorin be Yudches Dover Perkama. Mashenken bifnei atzmon, if the straps are taken out of the tefillin, you have the ritzuas by themselves, ain't metamas es yadayim. It has no tumma to the straps. If you touch it, it's not metam your hands, you can eat truma without washing your hands. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudo aimer mishum Rabbi Shimon. Hanogeya b'ritzua tor. He holds no. Even when the straps, the ritzuas, are attached to the tefillin, if you just touch the ritzuas, the straps, it's not metam you. You can eat truma. Ad shiyiga b'ktitza. You have to dafka touch the bottom itself. The ktsitsa means the part of the tefillin itself. Shrashi ktsitsa, hu adfus, shel or, she tachas, she... What's it say? Chotuch, ledawad bottom. That's cut into four bottom like. In other words, the tefillin itself, the bottom itself, the house that holds the four parshis. Kimin base yad, shel or, v'igeres patechen. You have the bayis around it, and you have the tefillin inside it. So if you have to touch the tefillin themselves, the ktsitzam, that's what makes a tumas yadayim. Reb Zakai, Reb Zakoi Mishmoi Oimer, says from his name, Tor, he holds no. Even that you tor, even if you touch the batim, just tossing we have our tefillin, still your hands are tor l'truma. Achiyiga b'mezuzatma. Until you touch the parchment itself, means the cloth itself, the pashis themselves. But according we see it uses the lotion of mezuzah, even though it's talking about tefillin. So it means even if you touch the smallest pasha of the tefillin, still your hands are tummy. But as mezuzah applies to tefillin, trashi be mezuzah, hein he goris, that means the parchments themselves. Shehein b'techa batim. In the tefillin, it says what's inside the batim, that's what's metam yadayim. So you see it's shaykh lashim mezuzah by tefillin. So the mora of me diktoni sefer. Since the sefer, this braisa says, Rashi Amir, Tony Sefer means the Hid Liel, the first Braisa. Klaf It says, "Kedei licht of all of Parshik Tanim, Shebet Tfilin, Shehi Yishma Yisrael." It says a chilul chur between klaf and duchsustis. That klaf, what's the shiur to carry out a klaf on Shabbos? If you have enough of a piece of parchment that you can write Shema, you can write the Parshik Tanim Shebet Tfilin, which is Shema Yisrael. Mechlal lechur the reisha v'mezuzah atzmaskinim. So the reisha that says klaf of duchsustis. The licht of all of mezuzah, the chura here mezuzah has to mean the mezuzah mamish. Because you see at the end of Sefer of this Braisa Gufum, when it wants to talk about just the Parsha Shema, it says, Parsha Katana Shebet Film, which means, it says Klod, means Shema. So Mashma the Reisha that says that Klaf and the Chsustis is a shir, the licht of all of mezuzah, it has to mean mezuzah mamish. So Eshtun, there's a theory between the two. That for the Reisha says you need a sheer mezuzah, which is a bigger a piece of parchment. You have to write Shema and volume Shemayim. But our Kopon of the Sefer says clear that there's a sheer of just Shema Yisrael by itself. So the Chur will be a three with the brights of the Reisha to the Sefer, and then we'll have the Kasha back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Klav is the sheer that licht all of Pashik Tanom, a piece of parchment, is enough to write Shema, and the other brisa says, no, klaf, you have to write a mezuzah, mashma shema v'hoyim shemaya. It's good to kasha. And the Gemara named Hochi Ketoni, klaf v'duchsustis shiurim bekama. The brisa is explaining, there are like two different types of parchments. You have the raw skin, we say the skin, you peel it in half. So the part that's towards the meat is called the duchsustis. The part of the skin that's more towards the hair is called the klaf. Now, what's the shurim of these two things? Depends. Duchsustis is the licht of all the mezuzah. Enoch nami. Duchsustis, if you carry out that, that's the part of the parchment that's more towards the meat of the animal, then you need a bigger shear. For that, you have to write the mezuzah, which is Shema, and volume Shemayim. Mashenken klaf, if you carry out the part of the parchment, that's what we always use to write our mezuzahs and to write our tefillin, which is the part of the skin that's more towards the hair, towards the outside of the skin, then it's the licht of all of Parshat Tanah Shebet Tefillin, Shishma Yisrael. So now there's no steerer to the Brice, and there's no steerer from our Mishnah. Klaf has the shear to write the small Parshat of Shema Yisrael, and the sustis, that's what the Brice is saying, you have to write the shear of a mezuzah. And then Achlami, there the shear is to write Shema with volume Shemaya. It's only going on the outer, on the inner part of the skin. The chsustis you can't use for tefillin. The sefer appears klaf, and the sefer, the brass is explaining what's the shear of klaf. That's what we use. That's the part of the skin that's on the outside near the hair. The licht of pashuk tana shebet tefillin. Right. Omer Rav, duchsustis hareya kiklaf. Rav said a memory that duchsustis, that's the inner part of the skin, has the same halacha like the klaf, the outer part of the skin. The part of the skin that's more towards the hair. So Demar, what do you mean to say? Ma klaf, just like the outer part of the parchment. Kaisvin olav tefillin, it's kosher to write tefillin on it, that's called klaf, is after duchsustis. Who are then the inner part of the skin? The part that's towards the meat is also kaisvin olav tefillin. Hey, the chsustis is also kosher to write film. That's what he meant to say. Kosher to film. For the more tanan akasha, tanan klaf. What's the shi of carrying out klaf? Could they licht of pashik tanah shebet film shishma Yisrael? So it's mashma medir klaf in the chsustis loy. Mashma only klaf that you're allowed to write film on klaf. Therefore, what's the smallest pashis of film? Shema Yisrael. So that's a kosher b'shir. Mashenkin duchsustis does not have the shear to write Shema Yisrael. So chura, if duchsustis is kosher to write tefillin, so even a small piece of the duchsustis, that part of the skin, should also be kosher, because you could use it for tefillin, and in tefillin there are four parshis, and the smallest parshis is Shema. So if it's a shear to write Shema, it should be kosher or duchsustis. And the Gemara le mitzvah. I'll tell you, the mitzvah is to write tefillin without Quran klaf. That's the mitzvah min amukum. Enoch nami, it's like a kosher if you write it with the sustis, not a kasher and rav. Rav is saying that for the end, if you write tefillin on the sustis, is also kosher. But since the mitzvah is supposed to write tefillin on klaf, therefore most people don't keep the sustis for tefillin. What do they write the sustis with? They write mezuzahs. So Mela, what's a kosher b'shir with the sustis? A shir that you can write a whole mezuzah on. Therefore it has to be a bigger shir that you can write shema with boyim shemaya. Rashi klaf in the chsustis loy, heavy b'shir rezutir kihai. Elev le lichtu beis parshis. The chust is only a shear to write a mezuzah. The mezuzah. Now the kasha is on Rav is vid the chust because the tune if you write a light film. What the chust is hevel and the shear and kashia zut is film. It should have the same shear as film. And here it says there's two different shirim. Teretz is the mitzvah. Mitzvah min amuvcha klaf. Meaning, you're supposed to use a klaf. Most people, when they want to use right tefillin, they're makayim the mitzvah with the hidden mitzvah. Well, what do they use for tefillin? They use the klaf. Hilkach lematne dechsustas latfillin. Nobody hides, puts aside the chsustas for tefillin. Ve'evelo yematnin kamo. Nobody hides the chsustas for tefillin. Now, what do you do? What do you make with the chsustas? You make mezuzas. So, Melo, what's the chosher v'shir dechsustas to be mechayim? A big enough parchment of this inner skin that you can write tefillin on. You can write mezuzah with. Toshma, come and I'll bring you raya. Halacha l'mayshim istin is halacha tefillin ala klaf. You're supposed to write metchilo tefillin ala klaf, like we just said, that's the mitzvah. Or mezuzah dechsustas. But I'll call upon the din of mezuzah shibadavka be on dechsustas, not on a klaf. Is, and what's the chiluk? Klaf, now when you write on the klaf, now we're saying now the klaf is the outer part of the skin that's more towards the hair. Now on what part of this skin do you write the parshis? B'mok and bosom. In other words, you have first of all the piece of skin, now you divide it in half, we're saying, like the outside is the hair, the inside is towards the meat. You divide it in half. Now you have, let's say this is just the klaf itself. On which side of the klaf are you supposed to write the mezuzah or the tefillin? You're supposed to write on the inner side of the klaf, on the side that's towards the meat. That's the side of the skin you should write the parshas on. You should never write on the outer side of the skin of the klaf. You should write the tefillin and the mezuzahs on the inner side. Hey, so klaf, on what side of the klaf do you write? The mokim bosur. You're supposed to write the klaf. We're going now, the Bryce now is saying that tefillin ala klaf, that you write the tefillin on the klaf. So on which side of the klaf do you write the tefillin? On the inner side, the side that's more towards the bosser. Dechsustis, that's the inner part of the skin. On which side of the dechsustis do you write the mezuzah? B'mokim seir, on the outer side of the skin. From the side that when you peel the skin in half, in the middle, the center, that's the two sides you write on. You don't write on the outer side on the skin part, on the hair part, and you don't run all the way on the inside on the bosser part, but you're supposed to write in the middle where you split it in half, and that middle, Zion the klaf, you write this way, and on the sustas you write this way. That's the mitzvah. And tzchur tzakash and rav, you see claw that tefillin badafka is on klaf, and mezuzah is dafka on the sustas, it has two different halachis, and rav says they're both the same thing. Rav says the sustas harayka klaf, mashmi you write both, zay tefillin and zay mezuzah on both. Teretz is the mitzvah, enech namin. This halach l'moshe m'sinah doesn't mean likuvay, that it's possible the other way around. It's a mitzvah to write the mezuzah around the chsustis. Enech namin, if you write tefillin, it's also kosher. For the Gemara of Atanya, kasha, kasha ravna, Atanya, we learn klo, shina posel, that if you mishani, you do the wrong way, it's posel. So mashma, the chsustis is only kosher for tefillin, for mezuzah. And it's only kosher for mezuzah, and it's possible for tefillin. And the Gemara mezuzah. And I'll tell you that it says if you mishana means mezuzah is no good. In other words, mezuzah is supposed to be written on the chsustis. If you write a mezuzah on a klaf, I'll tell you that's possible. But tefillin could be written on both cases. That was Rav's din. That Rav said the chsustis already could klaf, it means for tefillin. Just like tefillin, the mitzvah is to write on a klaf. But the evidence, if you write tefillin on the chsustis, I'll tell you also it's kosher. I hear it says to be mishan, it's posel, it means mezuzah. For the Gemara, no, it's still shver. V'atanya, v'ferish b'raisa says, shino b'zeh u b'zeh posel. Mashmi, either way you change around. So that tefillin is bedafka on a klaf. If you write tefillin on the sustis, it's posel. So it's a kash on Rav. Rav says that for tefillin, they both have the same halacha. And the Gemara, I tell you name, v'ayte idividya mezuzah. That it says, shino b'zeh u b'zeh, that's posel. Where's the two shinuyim? Both are talking about mezuzah. I, how could you have two shenuyim? Mezuzah, the mitzvah is al dechsustis. So what do you want to say? If you write a mezuzah on the klaf, it's possum. That's one shenuyim. But how could you have two shenuyim? What does it mean, shenuyim, bezeh, bezeh, both goes on mezuzah? And the Gemara 9. The mitzvah for mezuzah is supposed to be on dechsustis. But what part of the sustis could you write on? The part that's more towards the seir. V'hod de kasfinu, a klaf, the mokum seir. One shenuyim was, you mishan, instead of using the sustis, you'd klaf. But you wrote it on the right side, you wrote the Mokum Seir. Inami, another shina was adduchsustis. You take your wrote on the right part of the skin. You wrote on the inner part of the skin, the part of the skin that's more towards the meat. Vakoponim, on what part are you supposed to write? On the part that's facing the outside, more towards the side, towards the ear. And instead, you wrote a b'mokim basar. So that's another shinu. You take use the chsustis, the right part, the right piece of skin, but the wrong side. You didn't write on the side facing the outside, facing the here. You wrote on the side facing the basar. So that's why both are possible. Benachnam, it's only possible mezuzah is possible, but tefillin taka, whichever way you write, tefillin is kosher. Zion the chsustis, Zion klaf, like Rav saying. V'boy same another teretz is shinu b'zeh v'zeh tanoi. Inachnam, it's a machlokes tanoim. This bright attack of dinzach on Rav. Rav that says tefillin could be written Zion klaf and Zion the chsustis on both parts of the skin is taka machlokes, it's not something according to everybody. Titania is a braisa. Shino bezev is their posel. Inachnami. If you're Mishana, you write tefillin on the chsustis, like a posel. Tefillin is badavka on the cloth, on the outer side of the skin. If you write it on the inner side of the skin, it's like a posel, not like Rav. Rabbi Acha machshir. Mishun Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Acha is machshir. So Rav, that paskin, this mutter, is saying a libid Rabbi Acha. And he's saying the name of Rabbi Achoyi, Rabbi Chanina. V'yam v'lo mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina. That's who he said it over from. So that's another terrible to Rav. Rabbi Papa Roma, Rav the Yoma, Ketona the Bay Menashe. I'll tell you, Rav that says that tefillin is kosher, Zion Klaf, and Zion Dechsustis, and the time is taken not like some Tanoim, but he holds like the Bay Menashe. The Tona the Bay Menashe, learn about Tona the Bay Menashe. Kosval Hanir, if you wrote tefillin on a mamish piece of paper, Alaniya, like Rashi says here, means shalasovim. A piece of paper made out of grass, not made out of parchment, but use grass. Or else, fealamatlis. Stam, you use a towel. Stam wrote tefillin on towels, a towel is psula. Ala klaf. If you wrote it ala klaf, you wrote the tefillin on the klaf, that's the outer part of the skin. That's the skin that's more towards the hair. Vial hagvil. Or else, you wrote it on the grills of Rashi, it's also a klaf, but gvil means mu'ubid biafotsim. Means this cloth, the skin was worked over with this gallnut juice. You put gallnut juice, you hold the source of kosher. V'yal d'chsustis. And you wrote the tefillin even under the chsustis. That's the inner part of the skin, the part of the skin that's more part of the meat. Yishinok shera. So that's Tana Devei Menashe Talocha. So Rav that says, Zai cloth and Zai d'chsustis has the same halacha, he's going like Tana Devei Menashe. So the more cost for my, what does the Tana Devei Menashe mean you wrote it that it's kosher? Ilayim mezuzah, if you want to say it's going on Hilchus mezuzah, that mezuzah is kosher on klaf and the chsustis. For the Gemara, mezuzah klaf mikas vinun. Can you write a mezuzah on a klaf? Mezuzah is supposed to be vice versa on the chsustis, not on a klaf. Ela la tefillin is going on tefillin. You see, klaf tefillin is kosher on all parts, on klaf and on the chsustis. For the Gemara, the time even this is also shver. Tefillin na gvil mikas vinun. Are you allowed to write the tefillin on a gvil? On the parchment that you worked over with gallnut water, with the afotzim, you're not allowed to write film on the cloth that was worked over with afotzim. Elo, you have to say, Kitani b'sefer Torah. That's Vei Menashe is talking about writing a sefer Torah. That's the only thing you're allowed to write even on a piece of parchment that was worked over with afotzim. So, Melus, no riot to Rav. Vei Menashe is talking about a sefer Torah that's kosher. Zion cloth, Zion gvil, Zion tuchsustis. Then Echnami could be, maybe Tfilim is only kosher on klaf, and is possible on the chsustis, so it wouldn't be a riot to Rav. So tomorrow, Leinu Mesailei, I'll bring you a riot to this. Strashi Mesailei L'Rav, I'll bring you a riot to Rav now, that Tfilim is kosher, Zayin klaf, Zayin the chsustis. Ki Yitzaboy, Strashi, Reisha de Bryce says, talking about Tfilim Shayad, Oysen Oysen, Sharosh. If you have Tfilim Shayad, you'll have to change them over and make them to Tfilim Sharosh. Or the Oysen Sharosh, if you have a pashias or the whole batim that was used first for tefillin, sharos, you should know, ain't oisin, oisin, shoyad. You're not allowed to change it over now and take out the pashias and make it into a pashias for shoyad. That's the svara. So it says, kiyotzeboy, that, no, that's one halacha. Let me tell the Rav, that if you change tefillin, shoyad to sharosh, hey, sharosh has more kedusha, so you're allowed to change yad to sharosh. But to change the opposite way, Sharosh, the Shalyad, that's Ein Merida Mekdusha. Now it says, the Kiyotzeh, but another lach like this is Tfilin Shebolim. Yeah, Tfilin that became spoiled, became old. And the parchment became a little no good already. or else the Sefer Torah Shabola. A Sefer Torah that part of the parchment got fulfilled already. So it's not usable right now. So it's possible to Sefer Torah. But if other some parshis in there are still written kosher and you could use them from mezuzah. Still it says, ain't nice to me mezuzah. They're not allowed to cut out the parsha of Shema, either from the tefillin or else from a Sefer Torah, and use it for a mezuzah right now. Why? What's the reason why it's awesome? The fish ain't marid the Mekdusha Chamura, Mekdusha Kala. Because Sefer Torah, tefillin has more Kedusha than the mezuzah has. So since these parshis was first the chilek of the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to now rip it out from the Sefer Torah and use it for mezuzah. Why? Because they meridin, that's all. Tzadik, time of the meridin, that's the only Yisr. Homeridin, what if you would be allowed to be merited to take the Kedusha Chamur of the Sefer Torah and make it into a Kedusha's mezuzah, it will be mutter. If the Kasha, the Ksiva might, the Sefer Torah, where would the Sefer Torah written on? What type of a parchment? Lav the Ksiva the Sustis. Heistam, Sefer Torah, they wrote on the Chustis. And still we see what? You would have been allowed to change it into a mezuzah. You see, a mezuzah is also kosher on the Chustis. And the Gemara, Loi de Ksiva Klav. So there is no raya to Rav. That I'll tell you a mezuzah, or the tefillin before, was dafker on Klav. Hey, my love, the kosher on the Chustis, goes Zion tefillin also. So the tefillin is kosher on the Chustis. I'll tell you no, that the tefillin was dafker written on the Klav. So therefore, mezuzah has to be on Klav. The tefillin was also written on the klaf, that's why. Fred Gemara, mezuzah, klaf, mikasvinim. If we're talking about klaf, you want to say this tefillin was written on klaf, so we're saying now, why can't you use the tefillin for mezuzah? Because ain't meridin. Well, meridin will be mutter. Fred Gemara, mezuzah, are you allowed to write a mezuzah on a klaf? The Churitz mashed before that mezuzah is dafka on the chustis. And the Gemara, nein, in. You're allowed to. But time you learn klaf. Kos for la klaf. If you wrote a mezuzah on a klaf, ala niyav, ala matlas psula. Om Reb Shimon ben Eloza, Reb Meir ayi kaisva ala klaf. Reb Meir, though, used to write mezuzahs on a klaf. Lefi mishtameris, a svarim. Because the old klaf is even better than the chustis. Klaf stays longer. Klaf, that's the outer part of the skin part towards the meat, towards the hair, that stays longer. So you see, Reb Meir's matta to write a mezuzah on a klaf. So it's mutta to write mezuzahs on klaf. So the Morahashtra of the Asi Ochli, once you come out to this, Atele Rav Nami. Even according to Rav, also there's no Makashas anymore. Loi Teimu Dichsustis Harei Kaklav. Don't say that he's talking about Hilchus Tfilin. Just say that Dichsustis has the same Malacha like Klav. But even though Mitchili is supposed to write Tfilin on a Klav, who Adin Dichsustis is also Kasher for Tfilin, that's not Pshan Rav. Eloema Rav meant to say like this. Klav Harei Kudichsustis. Klav has the same Malacha like Dichsustis. The what? Ma dichsustis kaisim ala mezuzah, just like dichsustis mashma, that's the mitzvah metchilah to write the mezuzah on dichsustis af klav kaisim ala mezuzah. Who are in klav? You can also write mezuzah, and that's not locha. The locha is that you're allowed to use klav for anything. Klav could be used either for tefillin, that's the mitzvah min amucha to write tefillin on klav. Sefer Torah could be written on klav, and who are now was saying even a mezuzah could also be written on a klav, even though pasha the mitzvah is to write the mezuzah on a dichsustis. Of Lamaisa, they say we don't have any more dichsustis. Today, what they make all the parchment is only klaf. What they do today is with the skin, after they make it into a piece of parchment, they like rub off the inner part of the parchment, the part of the skin that was more towards the meat. They just rub it off it, like to get rid of dichsustis. And what's left is only the outer part of the skin, which is called the klaf. That's our parchment. And that parchment we use for everything. We use it zay for mezuzah, but that's the maskonim. That klaf is kosher for mezuzah. And for tefillin, that's mamash mitzvah min amuvchon. And Sefer Torah is also kosher. Just which part of the parchment are you supposed to write? Not the part that has facing the hair, but the part that's the inner part facing towards the meat. There's the smoother part of the parchment, that's what you're supposed to write on. Because the other side of the parchment, that's the side that the hair was right there. That's not so smooth. So we don't write on that, so we write on the smooth part. Mel is good that klaf, what's the shear of a klaf? The licht of all the pasha katana shear with tefillin, because klaf you could use for tefillin also. But that's people, I think. Right, then the Mishnah says the yoy. How much ink do you have to carry out to be chayef for Shabbos? The yoy? The licht of all the shtey oisies. You have to have enough ink that you can write two oisies with this ink. Tona, shtey oisies with yoy. Either you carry out ink mamish, the liquid of it, enough to write.